Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going back to the retro gaming world. But buckle up.
This is not your average nostalgia
Yes.
trip.
No, no, no.
This is we're talking about Mike Kennedy
Yeah, Mike Kennedy.
and the trail of broken promises and just angry gamers
Oh,
that he left in his wake.
yeah, furious gamers.
Furious gamers.
And the psychological factors at play here.
Yeah, it's a story that deserves its own cautionary label for sure.
Yeah, so our main source for this deep dive is the book Smoke and Mirrors, The Rise and Fall of a Serial Entrepreneur,
Right.
which chronicles this guy Kennedy's journey.
Right.
And we've also got a stack of articles, forum threads, all that good stuff
Yeah, the whole shebang.
to really capture the drama as it unfolded in real time.
Yeah. And it's amazing how this story, well, niche retro gaming, it
All
reflects
right.
broader business pitfalls
Yeah.
and the dangers
For sure.
of unchecked ambition.
Okay, so let's set the scene here.
Okay.
Early 2000s, we meet Mike Kennedy,
Okay.
self-proclaimed ideas man,
All right.
riding that wave of online retro game auctions with his website, GameGavel.
So think eBay, but specifically for, dusty Atari cartridges.
And even back then, Kennedy, he was not content just buying and selling.
No.
This guy wanted to be a player. He wanted to make a splash in the gaming industry.
Of course.
He even says in the book, "I just want to quit my day job and work in gaming as an ideas man."
That's where we see that first little hint of the anti-entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Now, what is.
I'm going to stop you right there. What is an anti-entrepreneur?
Unpack that for us
Okay,
because
so unlike.
it's a little ominous
It
sounding.
is a little ominous. So unlike your, genuine entrepreneurs who focus on identifying needs and creating value,
Making the world a better place.
an anti-entrepreneur, they prioritize personal gain recognition, often at the expense of others. No.
So basically the opposite of those Silicon Valley darlings
That's
who are
actually.
changing the world one app at a time.
Yeah, more like changing the world to get what they want.
Got it. Okay, so
Okay.
in Kennedy's case, how did this anti-entrepreneur thing manifest?
Yo, was it just ambition gone wrong, or was there something more insidious there?
Well, a former collaborator of his, Steve Sawyer,
Okay.
described Kennedy, quote, "He is a very good salesman, and he can definitely get you amped up for all kinds of things."
Oh boy.
So you know that charisma, coupled with grand promises, often how these anti-entrepreneurs attract followers and investors.
And boy, did Kennedy have grand promises.
Oh, yeah.
In the next part of our deep dive, we are going to witness the birth of the Retro VGS,
Okay.
a console promising to revive the golden age of cartridge gaming.
Oh,
Get ready.
this is where it gets good.
Oh, yeah. Okay, deep divers, get ready for a blast from the past. It's 2015, and Kennedy is riding high on the success of his retro gaming magazine. Retro, he's got a new project in the works, a project designed to tap into that sweet, sweet nostalgia for the days of cartridge-based gaming. He's calling it the Retro
Yeah,
VGS.
and the gaming community was ready to jump on board.
Yeah.
Forums like Atari, for those unfamiliar, that's an online haven for all things Atari and retro gaming, were buzzing with excitement.
Yeah.
Pre-orders were pouring in, and Kennedy was basking in the spotlight.
Yeah.
It seemed like a dream come true, a return to classic gaming with a modern twist.
Remember, at this point, the gaming industry was heavily focused on online multiplayer, complex graphics, and those high-end consoles that cost an arm and a leg. The idea of a simpler, nostalgic return to cartridge gaming was pretty appealing, and Kennedy was selling it with these awesome-looking 3D renders of the retro
Yeah,
VGS.
those renders were definitely eye-catching. But for those who knew the industry, those renders were a major red flag because there was no working prototype.
No prototype. That's a big deal, especially in the world of tech and gaming. You need to prove your concept, show that it actually works.
Exactly. And this is where Mark Kaminsky, a game developer and an Atari veteran, starts raising questions. He was calling out Kennedy's lack of tangible progress, publicly challenging his claims, and he wasn't alone. On Atari, one user commented, "This whole thing is beginning to seem like someone is having a manic episode and documenting it online, along with some 3D renders." I mean, talk about brutal honesty.
Yeah, brutal but not entirely unfounded. At this point, Kennedy was already showing some of the classic traits of an anti-entrepreneur. ignoring criticism, making excuses, and pushing a narrative that wasn't entirely accurate.
Yeah, and Kennedy just brushed off these concerns, claiming they were just from a vocal minority. He insisted the retro VGS was on track, even launching a Kickstarter campaign to raise funds for production.
Yeah.
Launching a Kickstarter without a functional prototype is, well, let's just say it's a big no-no in the gaming world. It's a move that should make any savvy investor think twice. And unfortunately, this was just the beginning of the problems.
It was the start of a slow-motion crash, wasn't it? The Retro VGS Kickstarter campaign was a spectacular failure. It didn't even reach a fraction of its goal, and those who had backed the project were left wondering what was going on.
Yeah, and this is where we start to see a pattern emerge. Instead of acknowledging shortcomings or taking responsibility, Kennedy would deflect blame, come up with elaborate excuses, and shift the narrative completely.
Yeah, and then he does the unthinkable. With the Retro VGS seemingly dead in the water, he announces a partnership with Coleco, a name that was once synonymous with gaming greatness. He claims they'll resurrect the brand with a new console, the Coleco Chameleon, which suspiciously looks a lot like the Retro VGS.
And here, the line between ambition and deception starts to blur. Kennedy was a master of reinvention, always ready with a new pitch, a new promise. But beneath the surface, the same issues persisted: lack of transparency, unrealistic goals, and an almost pathological aversion to accountability.
It all came to a head at the Toy Fair.
The Toy Fair was the moment the House of Cards came crashing down.
Tell me about it. Kennedy promised a big reveal, a chance for the public to finally see the Coleco Chameleon in action. What they got instead was, well, embarrassing doesn't even begin to cover it.
The prototype that Kennedy presented was nothing more than a Super Nintendo console stuffed inside a makeshift shell.
Seriously, he's trying to sell this as something new.
The gaming community was furious. The internet exploded with accusations of fraud. Even Kennedy's most ardent supporters began to question his motives.
Yeah, and this wasn't just about a failed console anymore. This was about broken trust, wasted money, and the realization that a charismatic leader might not always have everyone's best interests at heart.
That's right. And it's in the aftermath of the Toy Fair debacle that the human cost of Kennedy's actions becomes impossible to ignore.
You know, it's really easy to get caught up in all the twists and turns and the drama.
Right.
But we got to remember,
at the heart of this,
at the heart of it all,
are real people.
Are real people who poured their time, their money, their passion into Kennedy's ventures.
And many of them felt deeply betrayed.
Yeah.
The book does a good job of giving voice to some of Kennedy's closest collaborators.
Right.
People like Steve Sawyer.
Right.
John Lester.
Okay.
Who speak candidly about their experience.
And their stories are rough.
Yeah, they're heartbreaking at times.
Yeah, we're talking about talented individuals who they believed in Kennedy's vision. You know?
Right. They thought this was going to be big.
Yeah.
They thought they were getting in on the ground floor.
Only to be met with constant disappointment and a sinking feeling that they were being misled.
Yeah. And I think this quote from Sawyer really drives this home. He says, "You gave it to one of the most mistrusted names in this industry. And along every step of the way, you tried to make me like it."
Oh.
He's talking about Kennedy handing over
the
Coleco revival.
Right.
A once beloved brand.
To a guy with a less than stellar.
To a guy with a bad reputation.
Yeah. It's almost Shakespearean.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
The ambition, the deception, the inevitable downfall.
It's a classic story.
But it makes you think.
It does.
What was it about Kennedy
that
made people buy into his vision, even when all the warning signs were flashing?
You see, I think Kennedy's story, it taps into a very powerful human desire.
Okay.
The yearning for simpler times.
Right.
He understood the emotional pull of nostalgia, especially for gamers like us who grew up in the golden age of cartridges.
Okay.
He expertly leveraged that nostalgia.
Yeah.
But in doing so,
he
crossed the line from enthusiasm to exploitation.
So where does Kennedy land after all this? Well, any accountability.
Legally speaking.
Yeah.
No charges of fraud were ever filed.
Okay.
But within the gaming community,
his
reputation was tarnished.
Yeah. What about his ventures?
Gone.
Game Gavel, Retro Magazine, the consoles, all of it.
Pretty much.
Wow.
After that Toy Fair fiasco,
Kennedy
tried to salvage what he could.
Okay.
Even resorting to selling off assets.
Wow.
He kind of fades from the public eye.
But the damage was done.
But the damage was done.
But then he resurfaces to write this book, Smoke and Mirrors.
He does.
Which we've been talking about.
Right. And it's a fascinating read, no doubt.
Yeah. Is it a genuine act of contrition?
Right.
Is this or just another publicity stunt?
Is this a guy trying to make things right?
Yeah.
Or is this a guy trying to cash in one last time?
It's up for debate.
It's up for debate.
I guess that's the question that lingers.
What?
Was Mike Kennedy a con man? A dreamer?
Or just a flawed individual?
Just a flawed individual.
Who got in over his head.
Yeah.
These stories,
yeah,
they defy easy answers.
They do.
They're a wake-up call.
Yeah.
A reminder to approach these too good to be true scenarios with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Absolutely. It makes you really think about the responsibility that we all have, you know, not just as consumers,
right,
but as participants in any community, really.
As human.
Are we buying into hype too easily?
Yeah. Are we turning a blind eye?
Are we ignoring those red flags because we want to believe in something?
Exactly.
Big questions.
Big questions.
No easy answers.
But the fact that we're asking them,
yeah,
that's what makes Kennedy's story,
yeah,
for all of its messiness and drama,
right,
a story worth telling.
Well, there you have it.
There it is.
That is our deep dive.
Another deep dive in the books.
Into the rise and fall of Mike Kennedy.
The self-proclaimed ideas man.
And the cautionary tale that he left behind.
Remember, folks.
Yeah.
In the world of entrepreneurship, in life in general, critical thinking is key.
Don't be afraid to ask the tough questions.
Don't be afraid.
Do your research.
Do your research.
Trust your gut.
Trust your gut.
Until next time, happy gaming, everyone.
Happy gaming.